Hello, I'm Dutch, and this is the I Found It on Reddit Short Stories podcast, where I will be reading to you my favorite short stories that I find on Reddit. Today, I will be reading four short stories from the Reddit user NinjaGolf15. If you would like to read more horror stories from NinjaGolf15, you can vote to help him publish his collection of scary stories on the Something or Other publishing website. The link will be in the description. Stay tuned after the story to hear my interview with the author. Alright, let's get started. Solo Camping by NinjaGolf15. Being able to see what feels like every star in the sky. A bottle of beer in one hand and a funky cigarette in the other, around a warm fire. You feel so small, but so focused. It helps wipe the sludge of everyday life away. Being surrounded by people and having to act like the person they know you as is draining. I need to be able to completely remove the mask, man, with nobody around to see it. A huge weight is lifted. I don't have to be anyone. I'm not a lab tech. I'm not a white middle-class man. I'm not anything other than a man visiting nature. And I love it. The incident changed my feelings. There was rustling outside my tent, small little giggles. I slowly rolled over, grabbing both my flashlight and a pistol, and charged out of the tent at whatever was harassing me, pointing my gun right at a dark shape scrambling around. I always tell my friends where I'm camping. This time, however, they thought it'd be funny to come prank me at night. I got in a big shouting match with the three of them, upset both because they betrayed my trust, and I had honestly almost shot at them. I didn't tell anyone where I was going. I just wanted a weekend backpacking trip around a lesser-known state park to take my mind off things. When I put my backpack down to take a quick rest, I leaned back, thinking the railing would hold my weight. It didn't, and I went tumbling down a hill, smacking into a few trees before groaning at the bottom. I heard my femur and my tibia snap under my other leg. My arm bent backwards in a way the joint shouldn't allow, and I practically felt my brain smash to the front of my skull, definitely concussed. When I tried to drag myself up the hill, I passed out from the pain. My elbow was hyperextended. I probably wouldn't ever be able to move it properly again. The entire length of my leg felt shattered. I couldn't even let myself drift off. If I fell asleep with a concussion, I might not wake up. My lips are cracked, but my water was inside my backpack on top of the hill. I even have service out here. I've heard my phone ring once or twice. Too bad it's up an easy but impossible climb. I've been laying here for days. Nobody is coming to help. Nobody even knows where I am. The nights out here aren't peaceful anymore. I've been hearing and seeing things that can't be real. The more I tell myself they're hallucinations, the more aggressive they become. I can't even shoot myself. My gun's on top of the hill. All I can do is wait for an animal to find me, or thirst to finish me off. Gaps in Bathroom Stalls by NinjaGolf15. The worst is when you can see people walking around. You think you're alone in a public bathroom, you lock yourself in a stall, ready to relieve yourself, and suddenly you hear the door open. A little kid runs around, the parents shouting at them as they peer through the gaps between the stall walls out of childhood curiosity, only to see a large man hiding on top of a toilet, embarrassed to be performing a basic biologic waste function of the human body. It's gross. You know, I prefer to poop at home, but sometimes we don't get that choice. If I could have waited, I would have, but the coffee hit me the wrong way, and I rushed to the most disgusting, inhumane location of them all. A mall bathroom. There's some urine left on the toilet seat from the last guy who didn't pull the seat down before p***ing, and there's smears of feces on the ground and plastic walls. I make a mental note to shower as soon as I get home, and take a seat on a disgusting public seat, somehow both warm and cold at the same time, though I'm not sure which is worse. The door smashed open, and a couple rushed into the bathroom, arguing. Great. The one situation worse than annoying kids in the bathroom, a couple b***ing to each other. If you're having fights with your spouse in the mall bathroom, do the rest of the world a favor and go to therapy or something. I hated the almost perfect view I had of the couple. A young blonde woman and a well-muscled man as they scream at each other over who is cheating on who and so on. If I wasn't in my most vulnerable and least comfortable squatting position, I would have said something snide, but I didn't want them to know I was there. We were all intruders in each other's private moments for no fault of our own. Then he smashed her face into the mirror. It was all so sudden. I could see everything through the stall gaps. He kept ramming her head into the glass over and over. I heard her skull crack. Saw blood spatter across broken glass in the porcelain sink. I could even smell blood and bile. He hit her head so hard, her head was essentially mush when he was done. "You stupid," he roared. "Look what you made me do." Reality set in, and he began to look around himself to make sure there were no witnesses. I leaned back, hiding my legs. The gap in the stall felt like a bay window in that moment. The automatic flusher sensed my body moving and went off, flushing the toilet while I was still on it. I locked eyes with a dangerous stranger through the gap, and he started bashing on the locked door. They should really make these things more durable, or at least more private. I'm Not Crazy, by NinjaGull15. I don't know how long I have to write this, or if anyone will ever read it, but I have to try. I had agreed to go undercover and investigate what life was like for patients at St. Mary Insane Asylum. I could spend a week there, record my findings, and then work would return with the necessary documents to get me released to finish the story. It's been 2 months. The patients here are either as sane as I am or completely gone, acting irrationally and living in a fantasy world. When I tell them I don't belong there and explain my story, they laugh at me, saying they've heard every line in the book. One woman screams at the moon all night. The orderlies give her horse tranquilizers when she gets too active. A man claiming to be homosexual is electrocuted every third day, although I don't think it's done much for his condition. An older woman kept forgetting where she was and panicking when the real world of this dirty asylum set in. They took her to a back room, and she'd been in a daze ever since. I mean, Christ, it's 1962. We should have better, more
modern techniques for helping mental illness. They lock people in dark rooms to calm them down. Rats run down the hallways and nibble on us at night. I've seen every fellow patient here be beaten for minor infractions. I have to get out. I have to tell the world what's really going on here. These people are much worse off than they started. I'd be shocked to find anyone has improved in these conditions. I've tried to escape 2 times already. Once, I hid my pills under my tongue, disgusted at the taste as they dissolved a little, and tried to creep down the hallways when people were asleep. It almost worked, but an orderly noticed me, beat me, and tossed me into solitary for 2 days. Second time, I punched a guard out and almost made it out, but of course the front door would be locked at night. I was stupid. The guard regained consciousness, threw me in a spare room, and beat me bloody, laughing that nobody would believe a crazy woman. And they were right. My report went nowhere and my newest trauma went untreated. I'm writing this outside the back room. They caught me on my 3rd attempt and told me it would be my last. I snuck to the phone and called my office, begging them to come get me. They laughed. The man in charge had forgotten all about me. Something about staff restructuring. The paperwork was long gone. They'd have to write it all up from scratch. The room I'm outside has 1 chair, straps, and an ice pick lying next to a hammer. I hope they come soon. I'm not sure how much of myself will be left when they get here. Ledges by NinjaGall 15. I saw a man standing on the side of a bridge, so I ran to help him. I was doing what everybody should, helping someone who was in trouble. I talked to him slowly, letting him calm himself down. His name was Nick. He wasn't very attractive, but he certainly wasn't as ugly as he insisted. "I'm tired of seeing all these people around me with a purpose," he explained. "Everyone's running around, getting married, advancing in careers, raising kids, and I'm just alone, closed off. It's my own fault. I've always been like that. I just assumed something would change." He trailed off, so I squeezed his hand. "I thought I'd do more with my life besides wait for it to be over." I nodded. I told him I knew that feeling of wandering through life with no purpose or goals. Not feeling like you belong anywhere you go. Never feeling like you were understood by anyone around you. "What if I die without anybody having ever truly understood me?" Nick asked. I told him I didn't know. I didn't understand him either, but I was starting to. I told him such. Even explaining how I was a random stranger and my advice shouldn't be taken as gospel, he seemed to appreciate my honesty, even when I was blunt. I told him life had more bad days than good. It was up to us to find our own purpose, our own reason for waking up every morning, especially when all the reasons other people have hold no excitement or place for people like us. He smiled, showing me that everything was going to be okay with him from then on. He looked lighter, full of hope, ready for whatever the world could throw at him. "Thank you for caring. For stopping to talk to me. Most people would have just kept walking or called the police." I grabbed him in a tight hug as he began to sob. He was a short guy, but a little heavy. It took a lot for me to wrap my arms around his whole chest. I felt his tears hit my shoulder before I pushed him backwards off the bridge and into the dark water below. "What? It's no fun if they already want to die.
Today I'm being joined by Reddit user NinjaGall15. Welcome to the I Found It on Reddit Short Stories podcast, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dodge.
You're welcome. My pleasure, man. So, Ninja Gall. The gall of a ninja.
Yeah, I forgot I was bowling or something. I put that, my last name is Gall. I put ninja in front of it, and that was my name bowling. And for whatever reason, I just kind of used that as like an account name for everything.
Yes. Yes. Can you do the whole spin thing? Like, you know.
What, when bowling?
When bowling, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm terrible.
Oh.
No, I was just out with friends. Actually,
okay.
I was one of the few people that got cut from the bowling team because they had tryouts. So that's sad.
I'm sorry.
No, even at the time, it was kind of funny because it wasn't really like high stakes for me. It was just like, oh, a bowling team, that could be fun. And then they were like, no.
Was it, but there was no learning to bowl montage afterwards.
No, it was just like a high school sport kind of thing. I just kind of went for fun, and I hit anything more than like two pins, it's just luck.
Yeah, it always feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think I got an Xbox or something like a month later, and I needed to pick a gamer tag, so I just picked Ninja Gall. And then, like I said earlier, when I made a Reddit account, I think Ninja Gall was taken somehow. So I just slapped the 15 at the end of it.
And I assume everything with Ninja is taken.
Yeah, and apparently someone just took it with my last name, so that's a little odd.
Yeah. Honestly, for a while I thought it was Ninja Gal.
Everyone. Yeah, I... throughout my whole life, I feel like G-A-L-L isn't a particularly complicated last name. But I've had teachers and coaches and friends, like, mistake it for Gail, Gull, Ghoul.
Did you say Ghoul?
That one's my favorite, I think, out of all of them.
I'm surprised you didn't use Ninja Ghoul. That's kind of cool.
I should have done that.
I worked at Burger King for my first job.
Ooh.
I worked the morning shift.
Oh, yeah. They serve breakfast now, don't they?
They always... In my mind, I think they always serve breakfast. Because I served breakfast. If anything, it's Wendy's that recently got breakfast.
I think you're right. I just need Culver's to get breakfast. I would be so happy. Culver's was my first job, so I always have to plug that.
Did you say Callers?
Culver's.
Oh, Culver's.
Yeah, it's like a Midwest burger. It's objectively the best burger place in the world, but it's just like a fast food chain restaurant in the Midwest.
Come on now. That is quite the boast. Really?
I wish I was wrong. But I'm not. I was worried about working there at first because, you know, they always say that if you work at a fast food place, it'll ruin that food for you. But that didn't really happen with Culver's. I thought they were pretty clean for the most part.
In some cases, yes. If you mean that you see, like, how they make it and it just, and how they handle it, then it'll probably turn.
Yeah. Yeah, but luckily that didn't happen for me at Culver's, at least. I didn't think anything was exceptionally gross there that we, like, handled or made or anything like that.
Good. No lawsuits today.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. not good one. It's still early. I have so many horrors. I should just write it. I should just write a story. A short, scary stories about the crazy things that happened when I was there.
At Burger King.
But not today, because we're talking about solo camping. And y'all can't steal my short, scary story ideas, so... Maybe I'll...
Just turn into a novel or something.
It could be. It, well, in my opinion, you know.
Yeah, it could be like the new version of The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
I haven't read it.
Oh, it's that... It's that book that, like, revealed how terrible the meat industry is and stuff.
No! Oh. Was that the day you realized you were vegan?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
No, I like meat. But...
Have you ever had a veggie burger?
Oh, I did try, actually, the Impossible Burger from Burger King. Or whatever it's called, the Impossible Whopper.
Wow. Recently?
About a year ago.
Huh. I didn't know that was a thing. Okay, and it how was
shouldn't it? Be. It shouldn't be a thing. That's how it was. I didn't particularly like it. I don't want to come on here and just trash the Impossible Burger this whole time, but...
You just dodged the Culver bullet, and now you're coming to me for free.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, fine. All right, Burger King. You're off this time. Well, watch yourself.
You're on thin ice.
Thin. The thinnest of ice. Once my book gets published. Boy. Maybe I'll get past 50 upvotes. Who knows?
That's always a good feeling.
Isn't it?
A little notification like, hey, your story didn't totally suck. It's like, yes.
Oh, I don't even get those notifications.
I mean, I still get excited when it's like, you have reached 25 upvotes. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, a little extra pep in my step today.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, some of the stories take more effort than others, but sometimes I tried to get into the habit of posting at least once a week.
Mm.
And I often post just kind of for practice and fun, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes I post more, sometimes I post less. It just depends how the week is. And every now and then, you know, it ranges, like, some will get maybe, you know, 5. And then I'll go to bed and wake up, and the next day it's got, like, 2,000 upvotes.
What is that feeling like?
It's weird. Because, like, my phone really likes to notify me of every single comment.
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, the whole reason I started posting stuff is kind of, again, for practice and feedback.
Mm.
So I do want to go in and see, like, what people liked about this, what people didn't like about this.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to do when there's so many comments, but I still try to go through and at least read them just to kind of see, like, did I make a mistake? Did I miss something completely obvious writing this?
Right.
Because, I mean, it's Reddit. It's pretty low stakes.
I don't know, man. I tattoo myself with every story that doesn't get above 100 upvotes.
You have to shamefully go in and delete them later.
I just changed my whole username. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Some people do, but I'm kidding. Yeah. Man. And then, right, you go to bed with the 5 and you're like questioning yourself.
Yeah, I was like, wow, everyone really hated that.
Yeah, man. And then you hear the notifications of comments. They're probably saying how much trash my story is.
Yeah, I usually keep it on silent, too. Or Reddit notifications are silent. So every now and then I'll like look at my phone. It'll say, like, you have 1 billion notifications.
Jesus.
Like, oh, good.
You're exaggerating.
A little bit.
Okay.
I do that a lot.
Hmm. You storytellers.
It's one of our flaws.
Mm-hmm. That's a brave thing for you to do, to post something and then go to bed.
Well, I had been writing for a while, actually. Like, I would do it every now and then in college. I would just try to, like, write out a story instead of, you know, studying or doing homework or preparing for my future. And I never really did anything with them because I didn't know what to do. I majored in biology. I don't know anything about the world of publishing or like the practical aspects of writing. So I would just show them to friends every now and then and just get miscellaneous feedback. And then just kind of last year, I decided, you know, what if I just started putting these on these subreddits? Because I really like reading what other people post on, like, short scary stories and No Sleep and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of started putting the longer ones on No Sleep if it fit their rules, because they got all those weird rules. And the shorter ones, again, on short scary stories, because that's also kind of a challenge. Like, can I get this idea conveyed in 500 words? Does it have to be less? Does it have to be more? If it's more, then I can expand on it and put it on No Sleep or possibly turn it into a much longer story. It's just kind of a way to work through ideas, I guess. But sometime last year, I just kind of got in the habit of posting them more often because I guess I wasn't too concerned if people didn't like them.
That's important.
Yeah, like it was, you know, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. I figured I would at least, you know, start doing it badly and go from there.
Wait, that's not how the saying goes.
It's probably not, but it's right. I don't know, what's that quote from Adventure Time? Sucking at something is the first step to being good at something.
Oh. Wow.
Wholesome. I know, weird for, yeah, for like a kid show, but but it's not wrong. I mean, like, everyone starting anything probably is going to suck at it the first few times they try, you know? And that, like, the first few stories I wrote, like I said, if they'd get like 5 upvotes and that'd be it. I didn't take that as like, okay, I should just like stop, this is dumb. I was just like, okay, yeah, so that one wasn't that great. Like, what else can I do, you know?
That should be a superpower. Because I haven't posted a lot because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'll look over it again. Maybe I should change this. You know, second guessing myself a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, though.
Mm. Yeah. Thinking this one is going to be more than 50 upvotes. This one is going to be 1,000, you know, going in with that mind. But are you just like throwing them out there? Like, are these rough drafts that you're posting, or did you work on these a while? Because you say you post pretty often.
It depends on the story, I guess. So sometimes I'll just come up with an idea and it'll be a slow day at work. I'm to just sit down and open Google Docs and write out a whole story, go through it, make sure everything looks semi-presentable, and then post it. Some days I put more work into it than others. I guess it just depends on the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what I was going to say.
I have that effect on people.
Isn't it great?
Sometimes.
But yeah, so sometimes it's a lot of work, sometimes it's not a lot of work, but either way, like, I'm not really posting them for upvotes or anything. Most, like, it's more valuable to me when people leave comments with some form of feedback. Because then, if anything, I can take that idea that I put on, you know, a 500-word story, and if someone might say, like, oh, I wonder what happens after this, then, like, that's something to think about, and then I could turn it into something longer further down the road.
Right.
And the other thing I'm doing is I take all of the little short horror stories I write, and I threw them all in one Google Doc.
Okay.
In like a little flash fiction sort of collection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at like 260 pages. But, yeah. Right? that I would like to get. That's the one that I do want to self-publish.
Mm-hmm.
If I can ever figure out how any of that works. But what, like, I take the feedback and then I'll take the original thing that I posted and add to it or delete things or change things that didn't make sense, etc.
Right.
And then I'll put what I consider like the final version of it into that collection. Then if I get it published, it sometimes it can be more than 500 words because that can limit you. Mm-hmm. Or I can expand on certain ideas that I didn't think of when I was first writing it.
Right.
It can feel more like a concise story rather than something I'm putting on the internet.
Do you ever give yourself that challenge that, okay, this one is going, or at least I'm starting this on short scary stories, 500 words or less, that's it. no more. This isn't going to, you know, I'm not going to move this over to No Sleep if it's more than 500. This is my limit. I have to either cut it or, you know, whatever. Do you ever give yourself that challenge?
Yeah, that's usually like the first step is when I'm just like writing out an idea. I have the word counter on and I see how much I can fit in 500 words. Mm-hmm. And then if I notice that I'm like already at 600 or 700, it's something I'm not just going to be able to trim down.
Right.
And that's kind of a sign that, okay, this is a bigger job than I initially thought it was. We'll have to add some stuff here. I think the end goal would be to take those shorter stories and just turn them into like their own individual things entirely.
Right.
I was trying to do that with another one of mine, The Rope. And then I just kind of got lost while doing it, so I put it on the back burner. But that one was just, it's around 500 words. But there's room for so much more. I just didn't put it in there because I thought that it helped the atmosphere of having, like, the reader figure it out. But I don't know. For the most part, I just kind of do it because it's fun.
If I post anything, I think I'm going to try for No Sleep. I wish you could see my face. It is so pained right now. There's so much pain.
I always have trouble with all the rules on No Sleep. Like, everyone's supposed to talk in character. And there was one I posted a while ago. It was this guy bullied a kid in middle school. Later, he gets drunk and drives his car as an adult. And he gets in an accident. And he's under the operating table. And the kid he bullied is the doctor.
Yes.
And he gives him, like, the incorrect amount of anesthetic, so he's awake for it.
Yes.
And all the comments were like, K.O.P., you asshole. Like, you deserve what happened to you. And I kind of forgot for a little bit. Like, right? Oh, yeah. at least on my phone, it just shows up with the comment at first and not necessarily where it was posted.
Yes. So
for a couple moments, I was like, dude, people just, what did I do? It scared me a bit. I was like, do people hate me? And then I realized, like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to act like I'm the narrator in real life.
There's nothing scarier than having a Redditor. No, having 100+ Redditors mad at you. There's nothing scarier than that.
Yeah, we've seen what they do to GameStop. Like,
yes. It created another subreddit. Like, you don't want a subreddit focused on hating you.
No, yeah. Like, that. That's some of the other stuff I write, too. So it's not just horror. Last year I wrote a bunch of like short comedy stories. They're much longer than, you know, the 500 word Reddit ones. But I also don't know what to do with those because I don't know how to self-publish. But they're all, you know, comedy themed but a little serious. And the whole theme of all the stories really in that particular book is that everything is fair game to make fun of, but at the same time you shouldn't go out of your way to be rude or inconsiderate. So the fear I have with those is that someone might read the story and assume I'm like terrible or evil because I made fun of this thing. And then I'll wake up and there'll be like a subreddit like r/cancelNinjaGal.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite to write though. I mean, it's kind of a tie between horror and comedy, but it really just depends on my mood beforehand, I guess.
Of course. Of course. Mood. Of course.
And I mean, sometimes I'll take something goofy and kind of turn it into something scary. Like, there was another one I posted, Gaps in the Bathroom Stalls. And it's just, the first paragraph or two is just me ranting about how annoying public bathrooms are.
Yes.
Because, like, you sit down and you can see people walking around in the bathroom from where you're sitting. And arguably, you're most vulnerable. Like, it's ridiculous that that's the situation, but like at the same time, it's kind of funny.
I don't understand why are they there? Like,
why? This is not the place you wanted to skimp out on that,
right? There should be extra doors.
Yeah, like there. Hell, I'd pay to have my own, like, sealed off toilet.
Okay.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, in the story, I think the guy has to go to, like, a mall bathroom. I mean, I know that most people haven't been to a mall in the past year because, you know, the world shut down.
Right.
But, it's like, it's just a breeding ground.
For horror?
For I don't know, like, the next coronavirus is going to get started in a bathroom.
I really like that one. I think that's going to be one of the other stories of yours that I'm going to read.
Oh, the bathroom stall?
Gaps in bathroom stalls, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to someone in New York. He is some random camera operator, in his words. Uh-huh. He wants to kind of start making his own projects and stuff, so he asked if he can film a variation of that. And normally, when people ask if they can use my stories, like, hey, can I narrate this on my YouTube channel?
Yes.
I usually just say, like, yeah, that'd be great. Can you Venmo me $1, though?
Right.
And still, some people are like, no. But this guy floated me, like, $20, and he just sent me his screenplay for it, actually.
Hmm. Did they change a lot?
Not particularly, no. I mean, it's in a gas station bathroom now, but that's arguably worse than a mall bathroom, so I guess that fits.
And strange. Aren't they just one bathroom?
Yeah, I think it depends on the gas station.
Yeah.
I've been to gas stations where you have to go in, get a key, and walk around to the back to get to their bathroom.
Yeah.
And then there's ones where you just walk right in. It's a weird, lawless wasteland. Bathrooms.
Yeah, it's super weird. Yeah, because I didn't think they had stalls in...
They've got nice bathrooms, though. I never felt like I was going to get murdered in a Quick Trip bathroom, at least.
No one thinks they will until they do.
Until they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. I feel... like I would have gone into a murder bathroom and just put it in reverse and just walked right out and found a bush. But that's just me.
Like, you walk into a bathroom and it's covered in blood and you're just kind of like, you know what? This is not my problem today.
They'll catch him one of these days.
This is someone else's job, you know?
Yeah, tell the person working there, like, you're gonna need two Clorox wipes for that one. Like, good luck. Maybe call the cops first. Yeah,
at the very least. Like.
Yeah. I mean, but then you'll have to deal with blood and what is that? The dusting powder? Fingerprint powder?
I used to know what that's called and I don't anymore.
Yeah, back when I used to like dump seasons of CSI in my head. Yeah, you don't want to deal with that. And can you imagine how hard it would be to clean with it in blood? It's not worth it.
No, but I bet those people make a ton of money being like a crime scene cleaner upper.
Do people do that? I thought that was just in movies.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be something, right? Like, you wouldn't just leave it the way it is.
I've seen documentaries where they were just like, all right, your problem. Thanks. We got all the evidence we need.
That's insane.
I agree.
Yeah, like, you've got enough going on. You don't want to have to clean up too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I thought they'd be like, all right, just, you know, give us an hour or so, you know, get a carpet cleaner, get someone to spackle the gun holes in your wall. But no, they just gurney. We'll call you if there's a date. I don't, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never had anyone murdered my apartment before, but
knock if it on happens, wood, I got, Matt.
Yeah, if it happens, I guess I'll see what they do. But
bro, I'm moving.
If they're gonna help me clean up or not.
Mm-mm, that's some bad juju. I'm not messing with it. Be like, that dude's ghost is his home now. Congratulations. Better than the lottery. That's really dark.
Yeah, that one might have to be edited. I have a darker sense of humor, and it does often just kind of slip out.
It's a tricky thing to keep in.
Oh, definitely. Like, imagine working at a hospital, though. you kind of have to.
I'm sorry. I can imagine him asking you that during the interview, or are you putting it on your resume?
Oh, I'm always pretty open about it. I'll say, like, I'm so sorry, but, like, I think, what did I just say? I just had an interview for a different job within my job. I still work in the lab, I just work in a different department.
Got it.
And they asked, like, what's your biggest strength? And I was like, oh, my sense of humor, like, I'm pretty sarcastic. I try to keep things, like, light and easygoing for the most part. And then they asked, what's your biggest weakness? And I was like, oh, definitely my sense of humor and my sarcasm. It's both.
It's true. It's a strength and a weakness. Yeah, like
it's been an ample solution and an ample problem throughout my whole life.
I think that's what I like about your stories is that it has humor in it. And it has it okay, it takes you on an emotional roller coaster where you're just like, yeah, totally. I see that. Uh-huh. Yeah, that sucks. Wow. Yeah, that really sucks. Holy beep, what the heck is happening?
Oh, shoot, that really sucks.
Oh my god. Ah, like, it's just, that's the roller coaster I go in. That's the roller coaster I went in gaps in bathroom stalls. It was up, laugh, down, ah.
Yeah, like, it just goes 0 to 60 real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That one is going to take me some time. Because when I do short story narrations, I try to add, like, videos and pictures to it. And
oh, cool.
While, of course, scary bathrooms are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
I wanted to match the story, and, you know, there aren't that many pictures of people looking through a bathroom stall that isn't creepy. I don't know, man.
It's implied if you're searching someone peeking in a bathroom that it's going to be a little creepy. There's no way around it.
Yeah, just face it. I'll have to figure out a way. It might be a minimalistic way of doing it, but I think the most important thing is that your story is shared, because it's really good.
Yeah, that's typically the attitude I have too, because every now and then I, like, search my username on YouTube and stuff because I'm insane. just to kind of see if people are, like, taking the stories and, like...
Yes, of course.
And it's great if people do that. I just wish that they would ask sometimes. Right. Because I actually found the gaps in the bathroom stall on some podcast. And I'm like 900% sure that I didn't, that no one asked if they could use it, but it's a little annoying, but at the same time, I don't mind, because I'd rather have more people reading my stories than less.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just some guy. I'll take what I'm given. But it's still, it would be nice, you know, to at least have been asked.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
It's not so bad as long as they're crediting it. I mean, if they're trying to pass it off as their own, that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to just swipe up my 50 upvote story and just say it's yours.
And pass it off as your own. My highly valued story available to the public.
Oh, the gall. The ninja gall. So you work in a lab. I can't even... I can't see it. I can't... What show is that? Netflix. Vampires.
I couldn't tell you.
Shoot. There's so many of them, God. But it's been on forever. Nope, gone. And this just... They just go through gallons, maybe truckloads of fake blood. And I know it's fake, but still I can't... Well, I can't watch it. You work in it.
It's not so bad. I mean, sometimes, you know, people don't put the lids on urines and stuff properly, so they leak in the bag, which is really awesome. I'm always the happiest boy when that's something I have to deal with. But, and for the most part, I mean, I used to work as a CNA also. So this is still leagues ahead of that.
I bet, yeah. Is this where you thought you would be?
Oh, dear God. I kind of.
Huh.
I mean, let's see. I've been wanting to write for a really long time. Like, that's what I wanted to do as a kid.
Right.
But I thought it would be practical to get some kind of career first or, like, some other experience in case that doesn't work out.
Right.
So I majored in lab science. Initially, I was going to be a med tech, and then I kind of decided against that. Mm-hmm. So I still work... with med techs, they're just better than me. I don't know. I like my job. It's not... I don't wake up every day like, yes, I get to go work with poop. But I like what I do. I think it's cool. I mean, it kind of blows my mind that people can take little things like, you know, someone's a nasal swab or like someone's stool. And someone took the time to figure out how all these tests work and like how to verify all these results and all that.
Right.
It's insane to me.
Most of my mind's blown at this point. Nope. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to die because I can't do it. You had a good run.
I know you had a traumatic injury, but this is a new shirt and I don't want to get anything on it. And
I don't even have any swabs. Like, how would I even... Paper towel? Just a twisted up paper towel? No, I'm not. God. How do you get out of your writer's block?
I don't, usually. Mm. I know that that's not the greatest or, like, awesomely inspiring answer.
It's honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some days where I'm at work and I'm running an idea in my head. I have this, like, fantasy project I'm working on, so I spend a lot of time thinking about that. And then, like, the whole drive home, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get home. I'm going to do all this. And then I just kind of lay on the couch. I think for me, it's a combination of inspiration and motivation. Like, if I try to force something out, it just doesn't really work. And if I don't have any motivation, I can't really do anything. If I'm highly motivated, but I'm not inspired. What I'm writing is pretty boring. But if I'm inspired, not motivated, I'm just like tossing the idea around in my head. But for me, it's kind of like having a weird combination of both at the same time. Yeah. I can actually be productive.
Yeah. Which story was it that you were just like, oh, it's not that good, or, you know, whatever?
Oh, I'm not even kidding. But all of them.
Come on.
Oh, like I said, most of what I post is just kind of like for practice and feedback. So like, I mean, like, there's been a couple where I'm like, okay, this should be, people should like this one. This is a really cool idea. Yeah. And then, like, you know, like, no one likes it.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple where I'm like, okay, I just kind of rushed this one, but it's not too bad. I'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
And then it gets really popular. It's weird because, like, there's no real way to predict it.
No. There's no way.
Yeah, it will. Some of them have been edited from the original story that I put on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it would just be like a collection of a bunch of them. I haven't counted exactly how many stories there are, but it's averaging around 260 pages. I'm actually having a friend of mine paint the cover for it.
Sweet. Bro. If y'all don't have an artistic friend, y'all need to get one. Get Get a nerdy artistic friend. They are the best. And they're just so happy. I mean, you know, some will ask for money, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I did say, like, oh, if I actually publish this, how much do you want? And she jokingly said 50%, and I was just like, okay. She's like, no, I wasn't serious. I'm like, yeah, but, like, I don't... It's fine. Like,
you asked. Yeah, this is, like, the point where we negotiate. Like,
and, like, I'm at the point where, like I said, I like my job. I'm doing fine. So if I do publish this, it's not, I'm not just doing it to get money. Like, if, I mean, right. Don't get me wrong. If money comes in, that's awesome.
Of course.
But like that, I just like doing this, I guess. And I thought it would be kind of a fun idea to have something tangible instead of just posting something. Mm-hmm. One of these days I'll get that figured out. It just won't be today.
So many people have been published.
I know, I see some of I see like some of those joke novels that get published like on through Amazon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? I think I can do this.
Yeah. You gotta have thick skin though.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been, like I said, a great tool for practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've enjoyed so many of your stories, and I'm sure whoever's listening to this podcast, hi, how are you doing? I'm sure they'll find something that you've written that they will enjoy as well. There's so much work there that's so good.
I hope so. That's I try to branch out genre-wise too, even within horror.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a little, some of them are maybe even a little more sad than scary, but still fall within the horror category.
Yes.
I mean, I hope that people can get a little something more out of stuff I've written than just, oh, that was scary. But I guess it depends on the story, and I guess it depends on who's reading it.
Yeah, when I go out, I wear adult diapers now. Like, I don't use public bathrooms anymore. I'm playing it safe.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I think just even before the story, just the state of public bathrooms.
There's so many things I could say that I should not say.
I go through that every day. Sometimes I just say them. So
there's no filter. You're just like, well, your ears are open and you're in front of me, so clearly you are ready for whatever.
You have to be prepared for whatever comes next.
It's sort of like a visual contract that you signed, that since you're in front of me, I can
do... I can do anything. They're within my range. I think most people that I work with in the lab either share or at least understand my sense of humor at this point.
I hope
so. Which is great. Yeah. I mean, I think you kind of have to. Like I said, I mean, like, to work with, you know, urine and poop every other day, you have to have some kind of sense of humor. And to work in healthcare especially, you have to have a little rougher sense of humor, in my opinion. And not everyone has that. But I think everyone that works in there at least understands that type of humor. I mean, we're in a basement lab, too. We're pretty sectioned off from everyone.
Yeah, you have to be, no?
Yeah, they have to quarantine us as much as possible.
Yeah, aww. They're like the redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah, we're like the basement dwellers of the hospital. What got you into writing?
My brain is weird.
Same. But
yeah.
I guess for you, is it just kind of like conveying stuff that you don't really know how to articulate in words? It sounds weird because that's what writing is, but at the same time,
my head goes through a lot of different what if scenarios.
Yeah.
And sometimes it falls on one that is just really weird, really out there. So I've tried to put it in story form, which is really difficult for me. Because going from A to B, like, okay, yeah, I know this is going to happen. Well, either I know how it's going to start or I know how it's going to end. And then I work backwards.
Yeah, I've started doing that lately with some of my stuff, especially if it's longer.
Right.
This fantasy project I'm working on ideally would be a trilogy if I ever, you know, get a bunch of motivation all of a sudden.
Right. Don't lay down.
What I do is, at least, like, I just finished some outlines over the weekend because it was pretty slow when I was at work. Uh-huh. And I have a couple scenes from, like, every other chapter. And they're, like, they're in the position that they'll be, ideally, if this ever gets done.
Right.
So at least I can work around what I already know I'm going for. Mm-hmm. I did that, too, with some of the funnier stories I've written. I'll have particular quotes or scenes in mind, and I'll just develop those before I even start the first paragraph.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. It's a pain. Sometimes keeping it all, like, in track, or, like, you'll look at something. It'll be some really vague idea that made sense in your head when you wrote it down.
Yes.
Like, I have, like, a little notes tab on my phone, so if I have a weird dream or a thought at night, I can roll over and, like, put it in there so I can see it in the morning.
Yes.
And sometimes it'll be something really cool, in my opinion. Like, what would happen if a giant rope came down and landed on Earth? Like, who sent it? Where'd it come from? And sometimes I'll look at it and I'll have written, "And in dark." And it's like, what did this even mean?
Yeah.
It could literally mean anything.
Mm-hmm. When I get those ideas, I feel like I have to go through all of it right now. I have to do it now while I'm in that mind state. Or else I won't be able to get back there again. It won't be the same.
Oh, I know what you mean. It won't be the same. That is the exact mood that hits me sometimes when, like, I pick up an idea that I was really cruising on earlier.
Yes.
I look at it and I'm like, I am not in the same place I was when I was writing this. I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
Just gotta slam the laptop and go do something else.
Oh, don't slam it.
I have a new one now, so it's okay.
This one's sturdier.
Yeah, this one will survive.
The story about the person who... One of the other ones that I'm going to read of yours. Solo camping. Yeah, solo camping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that... I love camping by myself. Don't get me wrong. I'll go with other people if I like them. But I like that. I think, like, that one, half of the dialogue is just me, like, typing up camping by yourself. Because it's like, you're completely alone. Your biggest decision is picking a direction to hike in. But if you're going to do that, you need to tell people where you're going because of, you know, exactly what happens in the story. Like, you could get hurt and, like, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Too many. Yeah.
It was kind of nice to take a break from writing about, like, big existential threats or huge complicated topics and just write about some guy hiking in the woods.
Horror can be so many different things. So many different... Yeah, it doesn't even have to involve another person. It could just be you alone. And you could be your worst enemy.
Yeah, I actually got a temporary ban from short scary stories for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because one of the stories I wrote... I'm not going to read the whole thing or anything like that. There's a moment when, like, a character is two people. He brings his wife back from the dead and, like, her soul goes in his body. It's weird. It's insane. But I referred to it as he/she.
Oh.
And because in that moment it was, you know, two people in one body, so that made sense to me.
Right.
But
right.
One of the mods read it and just assumed I was, I don't know, a bigot, I guess would be the right. And, like, I had to message them and say, like, can you please reread this story and understand what I was going for? And as soon as they did, they lifted it. But that was a weird experience for me because I was like, oh no, that's not at all what I was going for.
I'm shaking my head, but you can't see me. I want the telepathy power. I want that to happen. Because I think that would help my my interviews go a lot faster.
Well, there's a video too, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. My apartment's a mess, so keeping the video off.
You want to trade? Oh my gosh, I dropped perler beads. Do you know what perler beads are?
I don't. What are they?
You know, like when you were a kid, maybe, you'd have those beads that you put on a grid and then you ironed it to melt together.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
Yay! Yes!
Yeah. Whatever happened to those?
They're still there, and people are crazy about them. I am one of those. People are insane. You can make 3D stuff out of it.
Just... The original 3D printing?
No, I would say that it was the original plastic canvas art. But you weren't into that either, so I can't really...
No, I'm not an art guy.
No?
I actually got in trouble in third grade because I colored a sun in the corner of the page instead of drawing a circle, you know, like I did the half sun.
I guess.
Yeah, I got yelled at because they were like, you're being lazy.
What?
And I was like, I don't think I like art.
Very much less now that you're yelling at me.
Yeah, like, wow, I like this class a lot less now.
And art.
And so. I cannot draw.
Me neither. It's so frustrating.
And it's like, I'll try to add details and stuff onto the maps and everything that I'm doing for like fantasy stuff. And it just looks like a toddler. Oh. If that ever actually, you know, turns into anything, I'm not going to be able to use the map that I physically drew. Because someone will open the book and just put it back on the shelf.
Just close it.
Be like, I don't know what, like, they really, it's really nice that they let this guy publish his book. Like, there's got to be something wrong with him.
Wow, even children are getting published. This is great. Like, nothing should hold me back anymore. I was going to say, yes, perler beads. Saying...
Gotta go back and plug the beads.
No, hey! This podcast is sponsored by... Make something plastic and fun today. No, I'm joking. I feel like I need to say that a lot.
Yeah, please pollute the ocean some more.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine what all the resin crafts are gonna do to the planet. I don't even... Good luck.
Dirty, I guess. Mine's the bad kind. I just got, like, clothes laying everywhere.
Ah, okay. Do you go to work with your clothes wrinkled, Matt?
Yes. More often than not. I wear a lab coat, too, so...
Right.
That's like, who cares?
You just button it all the way up to the collar.
I'm like, it's fine. If you can spill ketchup on it and be like, I'll just still wear this tomorrow. No one will know.
No, it's blood.
That's so much better.
No, it's not ketchup, it's blood. Like, calm down. It's my blood. Like, calm down.
I got stabbed last week. It's fine. Didn't have time to do the laundry.
Of course.
I did have fun. I was kind of nervous about this.
I know.
I've never done anything like this before.
I don't think I have either. I'm kidding. I am so glad you had fun. That means a lot, especially from someone who was nervous.
I was joking with coworkers too. Like, I'm going to hear my own voice and just shudder.
Yeah.
One of those people, like, I'll hear it on video or something, and I'll be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry to everyone that's ever had to listen to me.
I used to work in a call center, so we had to do the one-on-ones with our supervisor, oh. where they had to listen to our calls.
I would hate that.
It was like scratch nails and chalkboard. Like, just tell me I failed it. Just tell me I did a bad job. I don't want to hear it.
I know I'm bad. Just let me.
I know I'm bad. We're here for a reason. I know I sucked. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming and being a guest on the I Found It on Reddit Short Stories podcast.
All right. Well, I had fun.